There's no replacement for displacement. It's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. A Medicare podcast that almost never pops its peas. He and Popeye share a love of spinach, but not olive oil. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, here we are again, folks. It is another episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast, the podcast that actually appeals to lazy people of all stripes and persuasions, especially those that are interested in Medicare. I'm Doug Jones. You just heard Drew McMillan introduce this episode, as he does every episode. And I'm the guy he was talking about who is the Medicare expert. Now, it doesn't take much to be a Medicare expert. You don't have to have any special skills or education. As it turns out, I have both of those things, but you don't really have to have any of that stuff in order to call yourself a Medicare expert. So I feel as though most Medicare experts might be imposters, but I'm the real thing. So thank you very much for joining us today. What we do here is based on it is described very succinctly in a 30-second radio spot that Randy and I put together last year sometime. So if we listen quietly, Randy will play that for us right now.
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Okay, thanks, Randy. So that's the short story of why we're here, to help people understand what they have to do to get onto Medicare with no problems or complications. And if we also listen very quietly, maybe Randy will say hello to us. Let's listen and see.
Hello.
Right. He did. I was right again. Hey, how are you, Randy?
I'm good. How's things out there in Illinois land?
Well, things perked up a little bit this morning, right before the recording. And if I have time at the end of the recording, I'm going to tell you about it. Otherwise, we'll do it in a future episode. But it's just a little personal day brightener that happened to me today.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. But I do have something, you know, how much I love to try to stump the insurance expert, right?
It's not because you love doing that. It's because you love it when I fail, when I fall flat on my face. You and Dominic, I can hear you guys yucking it up. So,
well, you know, you don't give yourself nearly enough credit for your performance on these stump the insurance guy, because the fact of the matter is you're still, to my recollection, batting over 50%, and I give you questions that you have no right to know the answer to, but you do.
Well, here's the deal. My parents, of course, saved everything. They just kept moving to bigger houses. I think my mother was a hoarder, but one of the things that she purchased after I went away to college was one of these multi-edition encyclopedias. And so the younger kids in the family always had this like 28-volume encyclopedia set. And so that was stashed away in the attic. So I've been spending the last few evenings up there reading. I'm going to read the whole encyclopedia, starting with Aaron A. Aardvark. And I don't know how far I'm going to get, but if you ask me questions predominantly about things that start with A, I'm going to do better.
So how long is it going to take us to get to Z?
I don't think I'm going to make it. At the age I am now, it's going to be a couple of birthdays, and then I'll probably just, you know, croak. I'll fall off my bar stool with my Guinness in my hand.
I've told you that's what I want to happen to me. I want to be sitting in my favorite pub with a fresh pint of Guinness. I want to grab my chest and fall off to the ground, and that's the end of it.
Well, all of that's okay, but how does one pick a favorite pub in Ireland?
Oh, I do have one.
Really?
Actually, it's a characteristic. It's not so much where the pub is or the type of pub or the name of the pub, but it's a characteristic for me. There's pubs over in Ireland that have been there so many hundreds of years that literally, Doug, when you walk in and you sit down and you put your elbows on the bar where they belong, there's elbow dents that have been worn in those bars, you know, after 155 years. You know where to put your elbows because that's where they've been, and you can't put them anywhere else, really.
Okay, well, that's how you judge a pub. Okay, I can get into that.
Elbow holes in Guinness.
Don't hold it over my head. Let's go.
Are you ready?
I hope so.
All right. So, given the fact that you live right outside Chicago, I picked myself a Chicago-related fun fact that you should know the answer to, but I don't know. It's going to be a 50-50 shot.
Oh, I hope it starts with A.
Nope.
No.
Why is Chicago called the Windy City?
That is because of the rivalry between Chicago newspapers and New York newspapers. And frankly, I believe it was New York politicians who referred to Chicagoans as a bunch of blabbermouths. And, you know, they were long-winded and talk too much. So that is the reason, as I recall, that Chicagoans are called Windy City.
You're right.
Oh, good.
You're right. It's actually, you know, just exactly said, back in the 19th century, the politicians and the newspaper people, they were, you know, throwing mud around. And eventually they said the politicians in Chicago were just a bunch of blowhards and just a bunch of hot air.
And it is pretty windy too.
Another
definition. Yeah, it's the lakefront. If you it's pleasant in the summertime, but boy, you hang around the lakefront in the wintertime, it's the coldest place in the world.
Oh, I can imagine. But you did very well again.
Thank you.
Doug Jones pulls one out. I'm gonna have to get tougher questions.
Well, I don't know where you're going to get them because I don't think Dominic's capable of coming up with anything worse than that. That was a real, if you don't live in the Midwest, you don't have any idea what, you could have asked what the name Chicago meant in whatever Indian language it was derived from.
So what was it?
Well, okay, so this is my chance to go back. All right. The name Chicago means something akin to stinkweed.
It's oh, like there you go.
Place of horrible smells or something like that.
Well, it's still that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's not a place I like hanging around. I mean, it's got its interesting areas, but for the most part, frankly, I'm happy never going there again. I went there against my will for 10 years to earn a living and learn what I did about insurance. So I can't say that it has not served me well, but it's not a place I like hanging around. I like the Wild West and the desert and the wide open spaces. And
you and me both. Well, you know, I'm going to have to pull out my hammer.
Yeah, let's get to it.
We got to get after it. So I am going to turn the mic over to you to put some Medicare supplemental insurance around this thing.
Well, the subject for today is not Medicare supplements, not Medicare Advantage plans, or not much of the stuff that you mostly hear about. What I'm talking about today is something that I am questioned about frequently. And the question is always about the same. We talk about the important things. We talk about the things that really protect the people. And then the question comes, do you have dental insurance? Ugh. And I'll tell you right now, it's a real pain for me to have to field that question because it's a different answer for everybody. In some cases, I can point to the new plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona that have some dental benefits, vision benefits, and hearing benefits built in. But they're not real rich insurance, but they don't cost that much either. So they're not going to pay a lot for your implants and your dentures and all of that stuff, but they're going to pay for a couple of x-rays every year and a couple of examinations and cleanings. Or if you don't go to a dentist that's in their network, then you're only going to get half of the benefit back instead of 100% of the cost of those services. So then people go, well, you know, that's not good enough for me. I want to have better dental insurance. The problem with that is that people are going to have to pay through the nose to get dental insurance. If you've had dental insurance and you've enjoyed it for a period of time, it's probably from your employer's medical plan. It was probably an add-on that the employer paid extra for employees to have that benefit. And it's also a group plan. And any group you have, there are people that are going to use the benefit, and there are a lot of people who are not going to. You got your toothless hillbillies, and you got your people that are very careful about the quality of their teeth and they want to take care of them. So some people in the group are going to use the benefits more than others. But when you have an individual dental plan, like what happens when you leave your employer and you retire or you go on Medicare, then what you've got is a situation where a dental insurance company sees you coming. They know that if you buy the dental insurance, you're going to be in that dental chair. That's going to be your next stop. And so the cost, the monthly cost for a dental insurance plan is going to be much higher than it would be with your employer's plan. And so what I did was, that's one problem. So people don't like the cost. The other problem is that there is a network of dentists that helps to keep the price down. Some dentists will voluntarily join networks. And when they join a network, the network says to the dentist, in exchange for a discount, you know, your fee might be $100 for a cleaning, but if you cut that back to, say, $50 or $70, then we will deliver more people to your chair. We'll put butts in your chair in exchange for the discount you give us. So if you give all of our members, all of the people that sign up for our plans, a discount, they're going to be more likely to come to you, and you're going to make up your discounted prices in volume. So you may make less on each procedure, but you'll make it up in having your chair full of people all the time. Now, that makes it problematic for a guy like me. When somebody says, do you have dental insurance? It's not like medical insurance. The medical insurance that I sell to people allows them to go to any doctor that accepts Medicare patients. The dental insurance that most people have allows them only to go to doctors who have joined the network that that insurance company subscribes to. And it's really difficult to find a dental plan that doesn't rely on a network. I had a gentleman who says he purports to be a fan of mine. We'll see when he turns 65, but he lives in Indiana. And he sent me a long message about a dental plan that he was all excited about and he thinks would be a solution for a lot of people because it is not expensive. And it doesn't have a huge annual benefit, but the thing is, it's reasonably priced. And and I was reading about this and I thought, okay, well, this might be the solution to the problem because I'm always looking for a way to offer people a network or a dental plan that doesn't rely on a network. And the reason for that is the dentist I've had for 100 years never joined a network. And the new dentist that replaced that guy doesn't have any plans to join a network. And so what about other people whose dentists aren't in a network? If you sell a person a dental insurance with a network that doesn't include the dentist that they like, then they're going to have to change dentists. And some people don't want to change dentists. And so this whole network idea is really the bugaboo in my helping people out by giving them dental insurance. So this guy in Indiana was telling me all about this, and he's describing it as though it's an indemnity dental plan. Like you put some money in, and then you get some money back, and you can go anywhere. But I don't think he read it very carefully, but he said he was really enthusiastic about it. So I dug into it and everything. And while I greatly appreciate his suggestions, and I'm so glad he wanted to help out by giving me a product that I could tell people about that might have been very helpful, buried in the fine print is the fact that you got to go to a dentist that's in this company's network. Otherwise, the plan won't do anything for you. Why buy a plan that won't do anything? If you're not going to go to a dentist in the network that you are offering, then it's just a waste of time and effort. So what I do have I did, after a lot of looking and a lot of examining of dental plans from various insurance companies, I have a dental plan from a company, A-rated company, that is basically you can use the network that they have or not use the network they have. And this is the best I can do for freedom of choice. At least it's the best I've found. There may be other ones out there. If there are, I'd sure like to hear about it. But this is a plan that is the most comprehensive that I've been able to find that requires the least worrying about a dental network. And the reason that is because you can file your own claims with this plan. In other words, you go to the dentist or the eye doctor or the hearing doctor and have your services rendered and then get the bill, pay it, and then you can send the claim form with a copy of the bill into the insurance company and they will pay you back. Now, it's advantageous if they use, if you were to use their network, because if you find a doctor or a dentist in their network, that guy has promised to charge a lower rate. So then if the plan pays 80% of that lower rate, you're going to be a few bucks ahead. But if you would rather stick with your own providers and not use the ones that are in the network, then you'll still get 80%. It's just 80% of a larger number. Plus you have to file your own claim. So this plan, it's from Manhattan Life, which is a company, I think, in Houston. And again, A-rated, I believe. They have this really thorough selection of benefits. And I'll just read from the brochure. And I checked about five different states, and the rates that I'm going to quote you are good in many of the most populous areas. They're good in Illinois, California, Texas, and Arizona. And there was one other state too. So they don't fluctuate a lot with the premiums that they charge. Your policy year maximum benefit can be $1,000, $1,500, or $3,000. It's your choice as to which one you take. I need a coughing doctor. The policy year deductible is $100 per person per year. So that's pretty reasonable. Anything over $100, they'll start paying portions of the cost of the service that you get. So let's just talk about dentistry. For preventive services, in the first year, they'll pay 60% of the cost after that $100 deductible. In the second year, they bump that up to 70%. And in the third year and thereafter, it's 80% for preventive services. And that's semi-annual exams, cleanings, and x-rays. No waiting period for that stuff. You can buy this plan, and the day it goes into effect, you can walk into your dentist's office and get 60% of the cost back for the services that you purchased. And then year two, if you have the plan for a year, in year two, they'll pay 70%, year three and thereafter, 80%. Now, basic services, those include x-rays, fillings, and extractions. Those work the same way. Year one, 60%, year two, 70%, year three and thereafter, 80%. No waiting period. Boy, I hope Randy can find the coughing and extract. They talk about extractions in the dentist chair. How about extracting my coughing out of this recording? Anyway, the third description of services are major services. These include bridges, crowns, full dentures or partials, full mouth extractions, which sounds like the biggest cost there is going to be that bottle of booze that Randy's uncles have always passed out to their patients. And then this also includes root canals. Now, there's a one-year waiting period for this. So year one, they don't pay anything for all of that stuff. But in year two, they'll pay 70%. Year three and thereafter, 80%. So here's a plan that if you have it for a couple of years, it's going to pay 80% of all those expensive dental treatments that you might run into. I would hope you don't run into them, but if you do, this plan is going to defray a great deal of the cost. And once again, no network required. So we don't ever have that discussion about who's your dentist, what networks does he belong to? Well, how would I know? Well, why don't you call him and find out and then call me back and let me know. And then, oh no, the plans I sell don't include that dentist. And so you can't get paid for the things that that dentist does for you. Well, that just, this simplifies the whole thing quite a bit if you really want dental insurance. Now, this also includes vision coverage. That's basic eye exams, and it's glasses, contact lenses. First year, 60%. Second year, 70%. Third year and thereafter, 80%, with a six-month waiting period on eyeglasses and contact lenses. And then hearing is also included in this plan. So for hearing exams and hearing aids and necessary repairs or supplies, it's going to be year one, 60%, year two, 70%, year three, 80%. But for the new hearing aids and existing hearing and repair, hearing aid repairs, it's going to be a 1 year waiting period. So those three types of plans, types of coverages are included in this plan. Ooh, I heard your mic go on, Randy. Did you have a stroke or something? Did you?
Well, I can't hear you, Doug.
Uh-oh.
I need some hearing tests.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just talk louder. How's that?
Yeah, talk louder. I've got my horn out now. So.
Oh, yeah. I remember those things from Three Stooges movies. There was always a really old guy holding one of those horns up to his ears. I was just about to talk how much tall the wrapped listening audience how much this was going to cost him. And
well, let's do that.
Have we run out of time yet? Or?
Well, the timer is out, but we don't want to leave them hanging because this is important. This is important stuff.
Well, most of the people listening to a Medicare podcast such as this one are going to be age 65 or more. So from age 65 to 74, if you want a $1,000 benefit so that this plan will pay up to $1,000 every year, that cost per month would be $37.58 in those states I mentioned earlier, and probably most states in the United States. Let's say that you want a $1,500 annual benefit, then you're up to about $50 a month. And if you want a $3,000 annual benefit, you plan on having a lot of work done, that's going to be $65 a month. You got to have this plan for a long time. You don't buy it, go to the dentist, collect your money, and then leave. It's only going to be good for you if you have the plan for a long period of time. Once again, this plan is from an A-rated company. I have it available for most states in America, not all states. I don't think it's available in Washington. There may be a couple of other states, but it's a reasonably priced, pretty rich dental, vision, and hearing plan that does not have any requirement to use their network. You can use their network and get a better deal, or not use their network if your dentist doesn't belong to it. So that's what I'm here to tell people today. Yes, I have dental. No, it's not cheap. And yes, you do have some freedom of choice with the plan that I offer. So that's it. And if I had to talk louder so that Randy could hear me, I would do that. But he looks very interested. So I'm thinking he can hear okay.
I can hear fine. I did want to let you know, though.
Yes, sir.
This has nothing to do with hearing tests or eye tests or anything else. But I did want to let you know that I had a particular good morning today.
Oh, really? Tell me about that.
Because I was able to get into my jeans without tripping myself up and falling over.
How did that happen? I mean, every day you trip. We have a chart on the wall and we mark the days in which you trip and fall over. What happened today to make it better?
I was leaning up against the wall, and I decided that, if you lean one way, you can get your right leg in. And if you lean the other way, you can get your left leg in.
I'm painfully aware of that.
The other thing I tried one time was, trying to jump up in the air and grab them, both at the same time. And that was just a miserable failure. Yeah,
that would work once, maybe. I would try that once and never try it again.
I know. Exactly. Well, we have stayed our welcome.
Yeah, overstayed our welcome. So let's get out of here. Let's go out and play. Is that what we do?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
It's still only 93 out here, so it's play territory out
here. It is really a comfortable temperature. People think 93 is a high number, but in Arizona, that's a really comfortable temperature.
No, 93 is awesome today. But before you guys in the audience go out and play, you know what you need to do.
Yeah,
you need to go to Amazon. You need to go to Amazon. You need to buy Doug's new book for 2021. Get several. It's coming into the second part of the year. So, you know, you'd never know when you're going to need to hand one of these off to your, you know, friend, relative, neighbor, you know, whoever, because what is it? What, 10,000, 15,000 people turn 65 a day?
10,000 turn 65 every day. But when you turn 65, it's kind of too late. So what you want to do is get it before you turn 65 to help you with the planning process.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, because I have told Doug many times when I was turning 65, I purposely went in the backyard, stuck my head in the sand, and hoped that it would go away.
Fortunately, he has a keeper, and the keeper took care of that responsibility for him and did a damn nice job, too. Got him a great Medicare supplement plan.
So do me a favor. Go to Amazon.com, copy up a couple books, get them, hand them to your friends and relatives. Everybody that I've given them out to has certainly thanked me for it because – you know, Medicare is not the most exciting topic, but Doug makes it palatable. And what he tells you is the real deal, straight stoop. So go do it.
And thank you so much for listening. We always appreciate you joining us. And we're hoping that you'll do that again next time, which should be just in a couple of days, I would think.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes listening to Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy. At Christmas time, he used to ask his dad and his mom for a little pad of insurance apps. And it was the cutest thing. He would go around the neighborhood and try to sell insurance, even back then.
Which was my father's evil plan to sell insurance to everybody in the neighborhood. It worked.
It worked. Well, thanks, everybody. We are going to sign off, and we're looking forward to seeing you next time.
Bye-bye.